So hold on, get that out of there. Get that label off of there.
You gonna drink that?
Probably. Had a long day, bro. I gotta be on this plane for 10 hours.
Mm.
What time you leave up?
Nah, 11 something tomorrow.
How long you go to Greece?
Week, be back Sunday night. Well, 6 days. Mm. Next level travel, boy. Back to, oh shit, we live?
Huh? I don't think we on.
Oh.
My screen, I can't see my. Are we supposed to see? Hold on.
Hold on. Are we live?
You know, our screen up there.
I know. We screen over here, but we got, because we got two cameras.
But we got, yeah.
Are we live? Are we live over here? I mean, are we live? I think we live.
Because who else you know got two cameras with one cameraman?
Real. Wait a minute. Are we live?
That's how we got it twerking.
Are we live? We're live.
That's how we got it.
We're live. Yeah, there we go. There we go. Last few hits.
Last few hits.
You already know what the fuck going on. You literally already know what the fuck going on. It's your favorite podcast, your smoking podcast, where each episode is the length of a blunt. Last few hits. Episode 52. We are now on audio. Boom.
Hey. You gonna count each episode from here on out?
I've been trying.
And I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm glad you are. It's not gonna last.
I
hope you keep up with it, cause your boy ain't got that many sales to be keeping up with that.
Hold on, real quick, check out the merch. Check out the merch. What it say?
Roll that shit, like that shit, watch this shit.
Last few hits. Link in bio. Link in the description. We got the last few hit graphic. You know what I'm saying? As you can see, look at the
link in description.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Look at that, right beside.
Look at that.
Ain't that crazy? Twins.
And our producer folded that very nicely.
You could tell he worked retail.
As if he worked at Eddie Bauer.
Nah, he worked retail before. That is, listen,
yes.
Whenever somebody folds that's, in this nature,
yes.
They have a retail past.
Definitely.
Okay?
Definitely. And I think I can tell by your folds whether it's Gap or Old Navy.
Woo! Now, this everything about this is Old Navy. Now, this here is Gap. He might have worked both because they all owned by the same company. Stay woke.
Do you feel a certain kind of way when you mess up shirts? When you in the store, do you try to fold it back the way you had it?
I
do that.
I may not fold it back to the best of their standards, but I do try to fold back in some kind of way that's decent. Because I once worked retail, and I understand that struggle.
Don't judge me.
Mm-mm.
But for me, it becomes a contest. A test, if you will. Because I just messed this shirt up. I try to see if I can get it right back in the proper folds that it was, you know.
Can I ask you this?
Very rare that I get it back there.
Can I ask you this?
Yes.
Do you think that has something to do with your experience of working in retail?
Yes, it does.
Yes.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, one thing that would saute my shrimp is when I just fixed a good end cap or something.
End cap.
Guys, end cap.
End cap, guys, are those at the end of the aisle that has a specific
tell them, ex-manager.
Sale item. A sale item.
Tell them, ex-manager.
That they're paying for a promo for on the end cap. That
you tell them, ex-manager.
That the store has a contract with that particular brand.
Huh?
And they're paying for that end cap, and they got to get them sales off.
Come on now. They done paid for that end cap.
I think everyone in this world should work 1 year of retail, and it would change the whole dynamic.
Burn. You going to give them a whole year with it? I say a good 6 months.
You need a year.
You be in the thick of it.
You need all seasons.
You do.
You need all seasons.
You do need.
You need all seasons.
Seasons.
Because if you work retail or fast food, you have a different appreciation for customer service.
That's right.
And realize everything is not the store, the employees, or the manager's fault.
It's not.
When you work retail, you know that.
You know that.
There's some shit that's out of your control. The weather, truck being delayed, accidents, everything.
That's why I don't get angry when I pick up a shirt. When it was over here, and they'd be like, well, that was in the wrong place. We can't sell it to you for that item. Because I've been there before and had to explain to somebody, well, it was just somebody placed it down over there. And they get mad because they can't get it for sale 99.
Osama. Burr. Let me say this. I was so brainwashed at Walgreens that when I quit, if I walked into Walgreens, I would judge that store appearance immediately. That's how brainwashed I was in the managerial position.
I do that at every food line I go into. you let it get seven people in one line. I said, well, somebody needs to come open up.
This is an IC3.
I would have been done opened up a line, lane 5 or 4 by now. What are we doing? But look at
that. Hey, man, when I first quit, I go to a Walgreens. I'm like, oh, they is dusty. Huh? They is not. Look at these floors. When is the last time they had a floor treatment?
I would definitely go down the bread aisle and be like, they need to move some of these to the forward.
To the forward.
They need to straighten these cans up.
I caught myself facing the store.
Shout out to all my,
I'm looking for something. I'm facing. If you weren't retail, you know what facing is. It's pulling everything to the front.
To the front.
And keeping it on the edge. And it's also, you check the dates.
Older check the dates.
Older dates come to the front.
Older to the front.
Longer dates to the back.
Newer.
Newer dates to the front.
Yeah, fresher items
fresher
to the back.
Fresher items to the back.
Older items to the front.
It's a cycle.
We just let you in on something for those you didn't know that right there about facing.
We ain't supposed to be sharing.
Like like for real. Like I don't know what the agency is called, but they gonna come get us. Okay.
Everyone should work retail.
The retail feds, they gonna come get us for dropping that on y'all.
And then like that's a constant on the show. In retail, your work is really becoming your friends. Because you learn each other habits, you help each other out. Like, I think anywhere you work at, you should at least have one or two associates who become friends.
All of those retail friends that you work with, yep. Retail coworker friends, it always starts off with y'all talking shit about somebody else
talking
at work.
Talking shit about somebody else.
It always starts off with y'all talking shit about somebody else at work.
Well, let me tell you about Dante. Dante don't do shit in meets all day.
Hold on. It's usually a manager.
You think they were talking about me?
You was a manager?
Yeah.
A key holder?
I had a key.
Did you do the schedule?
Yeah.
Oh, they talked about you. Yeah, they talked.
Did you hear that? Yeah, first of all,
they talked about
the producer came in and said, yeah, they talked about you. Is it safe to say that all managers get talked about?
Listen, especially the manager that does the schedule. I don't want your job. No, no.
But I will say my store manager helped me down because I made the schedule, but people did not know that.
Boom.
The managers knew. But the employees didn't.
So they didn't know who to go to. Just be like, hey.
They would go to the store manager. And he would be like, well, you know, whoever's making the schedule, I'll pass it to him.
Yo.
That's how you keep it clear.
That's the real MVP.
Now, that's how you keep it clear. That's how you keep your name out of it. You still did keep your name out of it. And everybody still got to show up for work. Stay woke.
Okay.
Everyone should work retail.
Thank you for delivering us from retail.
Okay.
Huh? Oh, shoot.
Last few hits. Now, retail does have some downs and it has some ups. Is there ups? It is ups.
Days off.
Yeah, in the middle of the week. Nothing like a random ass Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday in the middle of the week.
You get a day off middle of the week in that middle of the week from retail, you'd be like, oh, thank you.
Yes, yes. But the adult shit of that, when you have a day off in the middle of the week, that shit usually contains of all kind of errands. Because you're off. You're either grocery shopping, doing something for yourself, or this is the day that you can actually go to the bank and sit down and knock out that you had to knock out. And so is there really a day off when you're an adult? Or is it always something to do?
There's a day off. You have days off.
Is errands work? JB said it's the days you don't clock in. That's the days off. I feel like if I woke up on my day off and I don't have any shows or anything, and I wash clothes, run to the store for a couple of errands, that's work a little bit.
I mean, that's not really work.
It's not work. You're really not.
Hold on. Wait a minute. I'm not going to let him do that. Last few hitters, I'm not going to let him do that. Because this brother's
to me.
Excuse me,
a day off is a day off.
My brother, but you're not about to act like you actually get the clothes and go get a silver bucket with a washboard.
So you going to do that to me?
I'm just saying.
What can I say?
You put them in a washing machine, set it, forget it. Go
well, on. I know what percent I'm in. I'm in a small 5% of all people who actually wash, dry, and fold their clothes in the same sitting. I'm in that 5%. So that's why I feel like it's a hassle in the job. Because I don't let clothes sit on the side, you know. First of all, shouts out to all the single women who let the side of the clothes keep them warm on that side when they wash them at door. Because you ain't folded to put them up.
This man is on a whole nother level of adulting.
You know why?
I'm telling you right now.
You'll let them sit?
My wash clothes, they may sit in the wash machine for an hour or two or so.
You got to rewash them because they get too damp and get that moldy
smell. Not after an hour.
You got to be on top of it.
But then I'll put them in the dryer.
So there has been a
time. Now, once they get dried. Now, they may sit there for a day.
In the dryer.
Because they're dry.
In the dryer.
Yeah, and then I'll take them out.
And then leave them for another day.
In a
clothes basket. And then maybe the next day you might get to them.
The next day after they're in the clothes basket, I'll probably pick a few things out to wear. Then I'd be like, well, let me go and get ready to start folding them up that after that.
So, meeting. Okay. Boom.
Let my whole wash, dry, fold process.
So let me ask you this.
About 4 days.
Wash on Tuesday. Dry on Wednesday.
No. They wash.
Air dry
okay. On Tuesday.
So then after you pick out two outfits out of the basket.
They wash Tuesday evening. Dry over the night, and they just sit in the dryer throughout the night Tuesday, going on over into Wednesday. There you go.
Why is it so hard for us to fold clothes right out the dryer?
You don't want
to
do it.
But you can get it out the way, though.
You don't want to do it.
First of all, ain't nobody got no industrialized washer and dryer, so you should be able to, like, knock out that load of clothes. It really does not take long to fold your clothes at all. It really doesn't.
Hey, true story. I'd be done waiting till my daughter be like, hey, daddy, I got to put my clothes in the dryer. Like, oh,
then you take yours out.
Let me get my stuff out of there.
Pet peeve.
Huh?
Pet peeve. Take your clothes out the dryer. Ain't nothing worse than when you try to put something in and somebody's clothes been sitting there for 3 days.
My wash, dry, fold process about 4 days.
Hey, man. Also, again, support the merch in the bio. Great weekend for North Carolina.
Great weekend
for North Carolina.
For the state.
I didn't get a chance to go. First of all, shouts out to Baltimore, who came out. I had 4 damn near sold out shows in one of the biggest comedy clubs in the U.S. Surprised a lot of people who was like, oh, man, I just see him on Wild. I didn't know I did stand up. Won a lot of people over, man.
Boom.
Won a lot of people over, bro. And it felt good. The owner gave me love. Staff was great. Baltimore Comedy Factory, much love. But I wish I would have came back Sunday and had the energy to pop off to pull up the Dreamville. Give the people your Dreamville experience. For those who don't know who Dreamville, that's J. Cole coming back home to North Carolina. Well, he lives in
Dreamville
North Carolina.
Festival, yeah.
Dreamville Festival. And North Carolina, I think, has never had a festival. We've had a lot of concerts. We've had a lot of – I don't think we've ever had a festival.
I mean, not that I know of. This is our
not
first.
Not of this stature.
Okay. Because Dreamville Festival is – well, first time they had it, it was one day. This time it was a 2-day festival.
So we 1 day away from Rolling Loud. North Carolina Festival is only 1 day away from Rolling Loud.
Wow.
If I can remember, I believe he had DJ Drama and he had all the hot mixtape artists come. So DJ Drama had Lil Wayne.
DJ Dama Gangsta Grills.
He had DJ who?
DJ Drama Gangsta. No, he's Gangsta Grills series.
I thought you said Dama. Okay, so he had Lil Wayne, he had T.I., and he also had Jeezy.
Jeezy comes out first.
Of course. And that's respectful, yes. And Wayne closes.
Yes.
Of course. T.I.'s in the middle. That makes sense. Would you put that in any other order?
I mean.
Absolutely not.
For real? By the show?
T.I. should have went first.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then you go Jeezy.
Then you go Wayne.
T.I. I mean Wayne.
There you go Wayne. T-Pain, top performer.
Easy.
This is what he do, though. I don't understand why people act like they don't know who T-Pain is. That's Teddy pinned her ass down. He is possibly top 10
easy
R&B artists of all time.
Man.
Am I reaching?
T-Pain has hits.
Hits. Not even hits. He has features.
And let me tell you, he's an entertainer.
He entertains. He takes it very seriously. You can tell.
He's an entertainer. So T-Pain was dope. Lil Baby was dope. Of course, Moneybagg Yo, lit.
Moneybagg got hits.
Ari Lennox sounds
Moneybagg
just
got hits.
Like.
Let me ask you this.
She sounds just like the CD, like he's streaming it.
First of all.
She sounds just.
Let's go ahead and say this.
Like she can sing.
Let's go ahead and say this. Ari's beautiful.
Well, we're not going to go there.
I feel like.
It was just a chocolate bar standing on stage with a microphone in there.
I felt like.
That's what it was.
I feel like she'll smoke and cook for you, and she'll probably look good in a wife beater and boy shorts and a muumuu.
It was a bar of Ghirardelli up there.
Ari, we love you. Thank you for making North Carolina look so good.
Wale.
People forget.
Never disappoints.
Wale don't get, he doesn't get his credit.
Never disappoints.
He does not get his credit. You know why? Because Wale's in that same category. He came out the same time as J. Cole and Kendrick.
Yeah.
And they don't. They just always talk about J. Cole and Kendrick.
That's it. But Wale's right up there.
But Wale's right there. He's been there. He's been consistent this entire time. Wale can give a concert anyway. You know his songs.
Did. Wiz Khalifa Cushion Orange Juice anniversary.
That was for the smokers.
Oh.
It was strictly for the smokers. I heard it was real skateboardy for the smokers.
Bruh, during that set, smoke everywhere.
Smoke everywhere.
Clouds. Clouds. Clouds.
How much weed would you say you smoked at Dreamville? You smoked everything on you that you had?
Yeah, probably about a half ounce on Saturday and probably about almost close to that on Sunday.
Let me ask you this. Does the amount of weed dictate how long you stay at a festival?
No, because when you run out, it's still jumping. So you're going to try to find some. Like, true story, it was a dude. Look here. I love my people. Do you hear me? Because we going to hustle anywhere we can hustle. Do you hear me? It was a dude walking through there.
Uh-huh.
On the low, too. On the low.
On the low. How was he doing?
He was just walking past people.
Loud.
No. $40 Ace. Cash App Cash. $40 Ace. $40 Ace. Cash App Cash.
You know how much he ate?
Cash App Cash.
Do you know how much he ate?
Hey.
Now, this is my thing. This is the only thing about when you're at a festival, you're selling weed, right? If you're usually out of weed, you're usually out of cigars or papers. So the person who's ever selling weed, if you happen to have a three-pack of Dutch, you could sell a three-pack $5 on the Dutch because there's no other cigarillos in sight.
No. You can sell that three-pack of Dutches.
$10
right there on the spot.
Because you're going to pay that $10, and that's three blunts.
All you had to do was bring it. Yeah, if you was on that mindset of a hustle, too, you could have got off.
You could have got off.
Let me get back to performing.
I'm sorry. That's on me.
Ja Rule Ashanti.
Woo!
Didn't disappoint.
R-U-L-E. Even though I thought it was Are You Ready.
It was Are You Ready.
Nah, because he says, what's my motherfucking name? And then she spells it R-U-L-E, Ja Rule.
She does?
Yeah. Whole time, what's my motherfucking name? Are you ready? You know, Are You Ready just fits.
It does.
But when you hear he say, what's my name, or her spell it, it makes total sense.
How'd you fuck it up like that?
I don't know. Did Weezy do this? How'd he do Weezy baby? Is Weezy spit, and then I got to tote the cannon. Did he do that?
No.
Listen close, I got duct tape and rope. Have you missing like the fucking old Bannons?
Yes, buddy.
That's an AK-47, yes, make the neighborhood love me.
Yes, he did. My bad.
Bullets like bird. You can hear that bitch humming. Don't make that bird shit. He got a weak stomach.
He did that.
Niggas know I'm sick. I don't spit. I vomit.
Let me tell you right now.
One egg short of an omelet.
First of all,
Simon says, hold on. Shoot a nigga in his thigh, your leg, and tell him ketchup like mayonnaise.
Lil Wayne can come to any Coliseum and by himself.
Greatest rapper alive.
Okay.
Now.
Earth Gang was dope.
Earth Gang.
Hold on. Like, no,
even
for real.
Deaf bitches say hi to me.
No, for
she
real.
She tell the blind bitches, she say, I gotta see.
Earth Gang was dope.
Earth Gang's dope.
And I gotta admit, I wasn't up on
you.
Boy,
the festival won you over.
Yo.
So the people was up on them, you just wasn't.
Yo, I wasn't all the way up on them.
They
was on them.
Earth Gang.
One me Earth over.
They're from Atlanta, right?
I'm not sure, but shout out Earth Gang. Shout out Boz. Mm. His set was crazy. Shout out J.I.D. Mm. His was great. Shout out Kalani.
Jid.
I turned up when Kalani hit that. I go. Okay.
Hey, Kalani got hits, man. And she has a Lauryn Hill tattoo. Respect.
Yeah.
Super dope. Another dope thing.
Moray.
Oh, Fayetteville 2-6. What's happening, baby?
It was crazy.
What time for J. Cole for bringing such a dope product and a dope experience to North Carolina? The state is getting a lot of recognition.
And if I didn't say anybody, just, hey, that wasn't because it was
it's
bad.
The weed.
It was just,
it's the weed.
Just,
it's the
I'm
weed.
Off the chain.
It's the weed.
I'm off the chain.
One thing North Carolina also is known for, we're a basketball state.
Yes.
I would like to say we're probably top three in putting out basketball.
Stop for a second because I thought I heard somebody say something. We are a basketball state.
Wait a minute. He's from Connecticut. So they had that 1 year of UConn and the men's
not
basketball.
Not just him. I'm looking at the camera. I ain't know him. I'm looking at the camera.
But the girls carry them. The girls do carry them.
Somebody said something.
Anyway, oh, shout out South Carolina State. The Carolinas.
Not South Carolina State, but South Carolina.
South Carolina. Shout out South. The Carolinas as a whole. And then, you know, there's South Carolina. They just got a national championship. Make some noise for them girls right there. Take it down. UConn. Ain't that, oh, now he gonna say the coach black, so I'm good. Which is valid. Shouts out to Miss Coach Dawn. Turn. Carolina is a basketball state. Carolina. Coach K's first loss was to Carolina, and his last loss in Cameron was to Carolina, and his last loss in the history books was to Carolina.
I was watching a show about Coach K after the loss, and that guy had some teeth work. In his younger days,
he didn't have a good dentist.
I'm talking about his mouth looked like Schmeagol from Lord of the Rings. I'm talking about that boy mouth.
You see what a coach extension to do with a contract?
Woo!
The first thing you're supposed to do when you get money is what? Fix your teeth. Is that not the first thing you're supposed to do?
He did so with them teeth.
Am I lying? Is that the first thing you're supposed to do? The first thing you're supposed to do when you get money is either get insurance and then get your teeth.
He did something with them teeth. He did something with them teeth.
I'm just saying. Get him out of here. Okay? Great rivalry. I mean, but listen, the man has done so much. The respect that he got to the basketball world, you can't do nothing but tip your hat to him. Whatever. But at the end of the day, Carolina took that ass.
And we're biased.
Are we?
We are. But can we say this? Duke-Carolina rivalry. Rivalry. Top rivalry in basketball. And that's period.
On all levels of basketball?
And that's period.
Even over Boston and LA?
And that's period.
Facts. Tobacco Road. Nobody else is 8 miles apart who has a beef that serious.
Are we biased?
No, I think it's a fact.
Our producer's from Connecticut, and he's shaking his head.
He's
I agree.
I think it's because they're in the same state. They're 8 miles apart. They have.
Where else do you get that?
They both have credible basketball programs. And I'm talking about one has put out the greatest basketball player of all time in Michael Jordan. Uh-huh. And one has constantly put out NBA talent over and over. Carolina way back in the day in all to about 90s, 2000s. You know what I'm saying? It's still going.
Yeah.
But Duke got some names. Kyrie, Jason Williams. They got names. Grant Hill. Names that gave us nightmares. Bobby, I'm talking about Austin Rivers. I'm over the Austin Rivers shot now. I'm over it.
Can I just say this. To the people that still say, UCLA, like those 11 championships when they had seven-footers, when we're nobody even making those yet.
Yeah, when UCLA won them championships, it was like nine colleges. It was like nine colleges in the United States.
Like nobody was making seven-footers then. And you guys had one.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do?
We get you
like,
that.
And it was back then.
Top college basketball programs.
I think the rim was different then.
And I'm not talking about schools that win once every 10 years that you hear constantly over and over. Duke, Carolina, Kansas, Kentucky. Michigan State. Even take them out. Kentucky.
Yeah.
North Carolina. But it's Kentucky, though.
They hadn't won a little bit. It's Kentucky, though. Like, feared.
Now?
Feared.
Tar Heel Nation, baby. We proud of y'all. We did it.
Feared.
Hopefully, we will be speaking about a championship when this comes out.
Damn.
Last few hits. Merch. Roll this shit.
Merch.
Light that shit.
Merch.
Watch this shit.
Merch. And for those of you who don't understand what that means, merchandise.
Merch. Fuck with our merch. Why you say that?
That's not one. That's not. Nobody says merch.
Fuck with my merch, like music.
Music?
Quality street music.
Music. You gotta put the R in there, music.
Music.
Yeah.
Roll that shit, like that shit, watch that shit, last few hits. It's been a good weekend. Good for North Carolina. All the Duke fans is hitting me up. Oh, well, it is what it is. What are you looking forward to in this spring going into the summer? April just hit. There was no April Fool's joke on Instagram at all. Won't shit funny. I ain't see no fake pregnancies or nothing.
No, I didn't see none of that.
I ain't see shit, boy.
I saw some good ones, though. I mean, just some stuff.
I ain't see shit.
I mean, I knew it was April Fool's when I saw it. That might have been it. Nah, it really wasn't a good one because I saw it was April Fool's when I saw
right.
it. Right. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
yeah.
You're like, oh, it's April Fool's.
Yeah. I did hear of one that was kind of, it was off the chain, though.
What?
Like, this beer company sent out an email. Chill out. Chill out. Look. This beer company sent out an email to like all its to a bunch of people, and it was saying that you get free beer for a year, and all you do is sign up on the, you know, on this little server joint, right?
That don't even sound right.
I know, right? But guess what?
What happened? What happened when you signed up?
It was April Fool's. No, you didn't get a thing of beer. You get beer for a year, but when you signed up, you automatically signed up for a subscription to the little beer service, and you had to keep the shit for a year.
After you signed up?
Yes. So it was like, it was like
a,
it was
that's
like,
a scam.
It was really a fucked up. Yeah,
that's not
really,
a that's not a fool's.
No, that wasn't.
That's
wasn't,
a scam.
It wasn't. It was they, like it was jacked up. Like
they I'm got not, me like that one time in college with the magazines.
Whoa, what magazines did you have coming to your crib?
Sports Illustrated. Caught me with that. Hey man, you want these magazines? You pay something. You get it for a year. Da 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 da.
You know another one they used to kill you with them CD subscriptions. A lot of y'all got y'all mouth toe off from them got done CDs.
You talking about the pity joints? The pity joints?
Oh, them CD subscriptions, boy.
Hey, have this is a safe space.
Always.
Have you ever ordered one of them CDs off the damn shits? Like, this is music now. Like, have you ever ordered anything off TV?
Off TV?
Yeah, QVC.
You know what I did one time?
Shit, drank.
I did not order nothing off TV, but I did one night. I'm high, and I called the prayer line.
Wait. Let me light up.
We only got 3 minutes left.
No.
Producers telling us we got 3 minutes. Left.
No. We will start this shit and bring it back.
No, listen.
We are not gonna miss this.
I just called the prayer line.
The pop 1-800 call God.
Yeah. What it is.
And what did you pray for? To come down?
I didn't pray. I listened to what. No.
You didn't
no,
even
I,
pray.
I wasn't doing it for prayer. I was just doing it to be stupid. Yo, do you realize? I blocked.
Uh-oh. Is he coughing? Oh.
I had to block like 10 numbers. Because they keep calling me from a different number. Like wanting to pray for me. And stuff like that. To the point where they just stopped. But I had to block them like 10 times. From like 10
But what if those were your blessings?
Nah, I don't want theirs.
Nah, you was blocking your blessing, bro. They was calling to lay hands on you through the phone line.
Well, watch this. Then why am I blessed? Good. You know the storm.
Last few hits.
I'm there, me baby friend.
I'm on Solomon Ben Drake. You hey, know man. The storm. Make sure you rock with the merch. Audio Boom, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music. Shit, man. We working. We blessed.
Don't call the prayer line. They will bun your phone up.
You know the story. We out. Smoke some.